I want you to talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, minister to me today. I don't want to go back the same. Talk to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. The Bible tells us in Colossians 3:1-4, it says, if you be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not the things on the earth. For ye are dead. Your life is hid in Christ in God. Where Christ, who is your life, shall appear, you shall appear with him in glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have two areas I want to share with you today. One is the area of prayer, and the other area, establishing in the righteousness of God. Be established in the righteousness of God. Let's go to Hosea 10:12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Praise the Lord. It's time to seek the Lord, because Jesus is coming very soon, so that you will not be found wanting when he comes. Hallelujah. Very soon. He's coming very soon. The last sign, Abraham mentioned, is already here. A vehicle going on the street without somebody controlling it is here. Jesus is around the corner. Put your house in order. My question today is this. What happened to agonizoma? Do you understand that? It's a Greek word. Agonizing. What happened in the church of living God? Where are the mothers? Where are the fathers on the altar? Agonizing for souls. What happened? Is it religion now? No, it's relationship. God gave back to us. He wants us to give back to others. I remember some years ago, I was using my laptop and the Bible. I was checking out some things. So when I went back there, it has moved to Obadiah. So after I examined that verse, I left it alone. I went back the next time, it was there again. What is it? It says, saviors will come from Mount Zion to judge Mount Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord. Who are the saviors? You. Saviors, plural. God saved you to save others. Hallelujah. We need to do something about it. You may say, oh, I'm waiting on God. God is waiting on you. You are delaying too much. He's coming very soon. I remember years back in the 90s, he said he's going to fulfill Isaiah 35 in this valley. I remember reading Influence. Branham said, there's a place called Maricopa Valley. Maricopa Valley. See, people will come from all over the place because of the move of God. So why are we waiting? We should go back to our first love. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are we still here? Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. So the scripture says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. There was a place we were living over there on Broadway. ASU used to have a land there for the experiment. It became fallow. When the ground is fallow, or the soil is fallow, if you sow anything there, to not germinate. So you need to break it up. That is the state of some of our lives. We need to break it up. Because if you want to sow, you want to have good, bountiful harvest, break up the fallow ground so that it becomes supple and soft. When rain will come, it will give life to the seed. And all these squirrels will not pick them up. Hallelujah. When it's on the solid ground, birds can see it afar off. They will come and take it away. Squirrel will come and just see the area you dug. They will just crush it and take it away. You'll be waiting for it to shoot up and nothing will happen. It happened to us when we were doing some farm over there in Benin City. Somebody told us, say, that is what's happening. It's coming around. We just dig them all, pick them up, and you will not see anything. But when you break up the ground and make sure that it's well done, they will not know where to dig. Hallelujah. I have some points for you here. When no feelings, you have no feelings for your family, you need to break up your fallow ground. When you are easily irritated, you need to break up your fallow ground. That's what they call agilote in Greek. A little rub off is on. Do you know that will open door for evil spirits to come? And when they come, they don't come to help you. They come to mess you up. When I'm angry, I just close my mouth, because when I open my mouth, I may say the wrong thing and it might cause something. It might take 5 years to recover. So the best thing is to keep quiet. When there's no hunger for prayer, to read the Bible, you need to break up your fallow ground. When you feel no need for fellowship, you need to break up your fallow ground. Well, I will go to church in the television. That is not church. Or YouTube. Though you are hearing the word of God, that is not church. You need to break up your fallow ground. For it's time to seek the Lord. He wants to bring righteousness upon you. God wants you to be like him. Break up your fallow ground. Hallelujah. When you used to sing hymns on your own, not only in the church, and you don't do it anymore, you need to break up your fallow ground. Do you know, when you sing hymns, there will be inspiration coming. God will begin to give you psalms, poems. That's why I sing hymns. Before I start ministry, I decided I will prefer to sing hymns because it gives me inspiration. I'll start feeling the anointing. Hallelujah. And you may say, well, I will wait for God to stir me up. Don't waste your time. When you stir up yourself, God will show up. Hallelujah. Break up your fallow ground, because if it is hard and your heart is hardened, the word of God doesn't need break you. You are like what they call kpekpeye. Know what is called kpekpeye? Duck. When you pour water on their back, it will just go down. So that is how the word of God is to some people. It will not go anywhere. It will not hit them. The word of God is a hammer. It breaks the rock to pieces. Let the word of God have effect in our lives. Now, to break up the fallow ground means do not sow to your seed among tongues. That's what dictionary word that came to me. Break up all your evil habits. Clear your hearts of weeds in order that they may be prepared for the righteousness of God. Cultivate that spiritual soil. Have that heart desire. As I was going to Tucson last night, I was taking the customer over there. Then the Lord was dealing with me about Charles G. Finney. How many of you heard about Charles G. Finney? Okay, just about five people. Charles G. Finney was a lawyer in this country. When he became born again, he became a hot evangelist. Before he go to a city, there was another man called Father Nash. That one would go and hire a hotel room and be there, agonizing. For days, he would be doing that. And they will bring food. We will leave it on the door. We will not open the door. No matter how you knock, he's there agonizing. It's there in the book of Romans. We need to agonize. When we agonize, we are giving birth to spiritual babies. And those things that are hidden, those things that God has prepared for us, will begin to come. And when Charles will come to minister, even without opening his mouth, people are already convicted because somebody was praying, interceding on the behalf of these people. There was a day he went to a meal, just walking past. People were just crying because the presence of God came. Now, we need to play our own part in prayer. Pray, brethren, pray. There's nothing like too much prayer. Pray. It's not saying the Lord's Prayer, Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. See, that was a rabbi way of teaching the people. Outline. It didn't say repeat after me. We were praying that when we were in Catholic Church. Now, as grown-up children of God, use the scriptures to pray. Quote the Psalms while you are praying. Lay hold on it and keep praying and praying, and the Lord will speak to you. Now, when you pray, don't just rush away. Pray to hear, listen. Has any one of you come across this book called Practicing the Presence of God by Brother... Can somebody remind me? Was a priest practicing the presence of God. It was just a tiny book. He said what he does was say, Lord, I'm here. When his heart will wander away, he said, I repent, I'm sorry, Lord. He will bring his mind back on Jesus and keep focusing on Jesus and focusing on Jesus. Because Jesus Christ is the one we should focus on, not the pastors. See, God is using the pastors to help us, to give us information, to go back and begin to search. Remember, Hebrew 12, verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. He started it, he will finish it. Keep looking like a stargazer and keep looking. That's what he was doing, Brother Lawrence. I remember his name now. He keep focusing and focusing. See, people will come from everywhere just looking at Brother Lawrence washing dishes. You can see the glory on his face all around him because he was just focusing on Jesus. But nowadays we are occupied with cares of this life. Bible says, deceitfulness of riches. Spend time with God. I will share this testimony with you. Two women were invited to UK to preach. One from Nigeria, one from America, a black American. The one from Nigeria was preaching. I was telling them about condemning some worldly things that are there in the church. After he finished ministry, the other one from America was so mad. I went to her room and started complaining to God. God, who is that Nigerian demon to come out preaching like this and so on and so on and so forth? And he was talking and the Lord spoke to him. Go and listen to what she said. I promise you, I will bless you. I'm blessing you, but I did not promise you heaven. Huh? That's what turned her life around. You know what she did? Before daybreak, she was already knocking on that Nigerian demon's door. Woman of God. See, look, because God is using you doesn't mean that you are your right path. You have to make sure you are on the right path. Don't be carried away by flesh rider. Because the flesh can make you feel and say, okay, God is using me mightily, I have arrived. No. Keep pursuing God. Keep seeking Him. Keep focusing on Him. Don't look on yourself. Your flesh is dust and ashes. Jesus Christ is the glorious one. He is the one that will take you over there. But He told that woman, I did not promise you heaven. I promise I will bless you. I am blessing you. It was then she realized that she will not make heaven unless she made it right. We cannot just be going to church and do things anyway. Go back to the Bible. This is the right way. There's no other way. There's no shortcut. None. It's not cut and nail. We have to follow the right pattern. People try to water down the blood of Jesus. You cannot do without the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I remember a little church I was pastoring before I came to America called Word Action Team for Christ. And there were a lot of old women in that church. Every now and then they would come, Pastor, pray for me, Pastor, pray for me. I said, this is not good. Hey, what about if Pastor happened to travel now? So God has traveled. He said, no, God cannot travel. I said, but you can learn something. You can know how to pray yourself. Even if you don't know how to pray, you can remember the blood of Jesus. Keep saying the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The Lord will move for you. I didn't know they would practice it. One old woman came. Say, Pastor, I did it. I went to my son-in-law, who is a native doctor. He put my daughter on chain. He said, because he believes sometimes, someday you will come and get your daughter and give your daughter to a pastor. Before that time, I will deal with your daughter. She went there to make peace. My in-law, no, I'm not here for trouble. Please, why are you treating my daughter like this? He said, if you are not looking for trouble, leave my compound. Leave my compound. And this time, the medicine man went inside. And when he was coming by, he was wearing that demonic ring. I said, leave now. I said, leave now. And the woman was still pleading. Do you know what the native daughter did? He gave her a slap. Because when you are slapped with that ring, when you get up, you will not be yourself anymore. He gave her the first one. Why? Nothing happened. The second one, why? The lady said, why he went, he remembered that the man had a ring like that. When he uses it on somebody, that person becomes insane. Sister, I said, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood. The first time, nothing happened. Second time, and the medicine man said, Udo na Marco. Do you know what that one means? This is a stubborn one. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus Christ messed up that ring. It didn't work for him. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus will speak for you because he speaks better things than that of Abel. The blood of Jesus. Anywhere you go, use the blood of Jesus. Even if people know, they don't know whether you are praying. They will even, the evil spirit there will say to you, stop praying. Whereas we're just saying the blood of Jesus. When you go to your office, say, blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are we still here? I hope I'm not by myself. Okay. Now, we have to break up the fallow ground in our life. Because Jesus Christ is coming very soon. Put on your spiritual garment always. Let nothing of the world stain your garment. Because the cares of this life, through your eye gate, stain can come. What are you watching in your television? In your movies, what are you watching? It can put a spot on your garment. Be careful. Control your eye gates. Control your ear gates. There are music I cannot listen to. Enough, good for consumption. I can start singing hymns for myself instead of listening to what those Michael Jackson. Because some people I hear some people play them, but not for me. Some people, even some Christians, they still listen to reggae song. Not for you. You are a spiritual being. You are born from above. So feed on the things that will nourish you. Now let's see the second part. Establish in righteousness. Some years ago, the man of God is already gone. He wanted to teach on righteousness. He pointed to a young man. He said, "Young man, are you righteous?" A young man said, "I'm trying to be." Then he asked him a question again. "Are you a man or a woman?" He said, "I'm a man." He said, "How do you become a man?" He said, "I was born that way." He said, "That is how you become righteous." Is that not a simple explanation? It's through giving your life to Jesus, you become righteous. You don't work it out. Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:21, "He who knew no sin was made sin, that you and I might be made the righteousness of God in him." Are you in Christ? You are righteous. Hallelujah. Do you know the enemy will do his best to talk you out of righteousness? He will blame you for losing your temper. You see, you say you are righteous. So how come you lost your temper yesterday? Then you start having piri pari. You go to the bathroom and go, "Oh, I thought I was righteous. I'm not righteous." Okay. Just repent. 1 John 1:9 says, "If you confess your sins, he is faithful, he is just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness." So if you are cleansed from all unrighteousness, what happens? You become righteous, isn't it? So don't keep your sin to yourself. Instead of allowing the enemy to beat you, confess it to your God, not to priest, no, not to any brother. To the Lord Jesus Christ, say, "Lord, I messed up. Forgive me. I'm sorry." I said to sit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, this promise came in Isaiah 54. It has been fulfilled. Isaiah 54:13-14. "All thy children shall be taught of the Lord." The Old Testament says Jehovah. "And great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shall they be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear from terror, and from terror, for it shall not come near you." Hallelujah. It said, in righteousness you'll be established. That was a promise of God. He paid a price. Jesus Christ came in human flesh. Remember, when Adam sold us to the devil, what happened? The whole human race started following that path. Another Adam came, according to 1 Corinthians 15. Jesus Christ, he bought us back with his precious blood. Hallelujah. So that you'll be a true son of God. You will not shy away from the presence of God. You will not come, "Oh, I hope he will receive me. I hope he will answer my prayer." You have the righteousness of God. Remember the epistle Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 6. There he says, "Put on the whole armor of God." Put it on. It's available. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, guard your loins with the truth. Show your feet with preparation of the gospel of peace and the shield of faith, and so on and so forth. And the sword of the spirit. When you put on the whole armor of God, that breastplate of righteousness, the accuser of the brethren will keep coming to accuse you
falsely,
what do? You start crying? No. Ask him to get behind you. Go back to the promises. Go back to what the word of God says. Remember, 1 John chapter 5. Chapter 4. Ye have got little children, for you have overcome them. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Are we of God? Are you of God? I am of God, and I have overcome. Hallelujah. He said, you have overcome them, the devil and all his cohorts. For greater is he that is in you. Who is in you? Is he bigger than the devil? Who created the devil? Jesus. Jesus can give the devil a technical knockout on the cross of Calvary. For you and for me. We are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. He has done the rough job for you and me. So we go walk the path of righteousness victoriously every day. When I was listening to a man of God last week. What is his name? I can't remember. He said the Lord told him, when you are feeling depressed, lift up your hands and start to worship me. Praise me. Worship me. Praise me. Say that force will be lifted. Hallelujah. See, the enemy will try different angles to get to you. His own goal is to get a salvation so that you will not make heaven. Though do your best in using the instruments that God has given to us to put the devil where he belongs. Hallelujah. Kick him if possible, like Kenneth Hagin. He said, when he discovered the devil was lying to him, he said, hey, the devil. He said, he started kicking him. As if it's a physical, until he asked to leave the house. Now, that same Jesus who did all these things for us lives in you, lives in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anywhere you go, he's there. As I was coming back from Tucson last night, I fell asleep while I was driving. Is that a good thing? The Lord woke me up. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank God I did not go off the road. I heard the sound of the SUV making some noise. I knew I was far off from my track. Not one time, not two times, not three times. Because I made up my mind, I will go to meet my queen. Hallelujah. Because while I was in Casa Grande, she called. Where are you? Amen. Thank you, darling, for praying for me. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Lord took me home safely because he lives inside of me. He's there to protect me. He's there to guide me. He's there to direct me. And to even show me things to come. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. So the greatest blessing of the new creation is to be established in righteousness and to acquire a righteousness consciousness. Be conscious of righteousness. God is the one who made you righteous. Be conscious of it. Let me say it this way. Be conscious of who you are in Christ. I discovered a CD by Maupa. How many of you know Maupa? Just a few. Oh, that is Elijah. Can speak Igbo more than an Igbo person. Whereas he's from Uyo. He said, the mother said, you don't have a land, you don't have a house. See, you are wretched. See your cheek. People see you on television, think you are doing well. Then you say, Mama, I didn't know, say if you don't have all those things, life is not complete. He said, well, I tell you what, I'm going to talk to my God. I will come and see you. He said, myself and my wife. He said, they prayed that night. Early in the morning, somebody came knocking on the door. He said, your God said, I should give you this more, thousands of naira. Hallelujah. No wonder the Lord will say, oh, you of little faith. And he went to the mother and said, Mama, it's the morning. The mother said, he counted, he said, it's not enough. He gave you that money. Go back to him. He said, okay, ma, we'll come back. They went and prayed. Do you know, the same man came back again and gave him more than he gave to him before. Then the mother, when he went to the mother said, this one not like you, Pentecostal. You don't behave as if you have God in your house. Because you talk to him as if he's your personal somebody or whatever. I don't know the way she explained it. And he said, brethren, the truth of the matter is that God wants you to depend on him. Hallelujah. Give us this day our daily bread. God wants you to depend on him. Look unto him for everything. Trust in him. The Lord will help you. He will even give you secrets of how to make a business that will be fruitful. Hallelujah. Now, he said his own part is this. He came across some robbers. They blocked the way with the SUV. And he had one policeman in his own car. He said the policeman came out. He said, forgotten how he spoke to them. He said, four of them armed, just one police with one gun. He said, get in, why behaving stupid? One versus four. He said, get back into the vehicle. You want to kill yourself. He said, when they saw him, he said, oh God, we don't know, say now you, oh God, we are sorry. They left. They couldn't do nothing. Whereas before he left there, the formation came to him that robbers were waiting for him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Know who you are in Christ. Are you a child of God? God who is in you is bigger than the devil that is in the world. Hallelujah. There was a young man when he was newly born again. Another young man who led him to Christ said, God will protect you. He said, I don't believe that. I will. What about us? We are in the bush path now, and somebody showed up. Will God protect me? Before he finished it, somebody came from the bush with a knife. He said, that person hit an invisible force, and he ran back to the bush. God can protect you. God is for you. God is on your side. But are you on God's side? If you are on God's side, raise up your right hand. Hallelujah. I'm on God's side. At times when I read the story of David, it just tears me up. And here is a teenager challenging somebody who is about 10 or 13 feet tall. And you are like a grasshopper. Huh? That same God is still here today. And he wants to take you higher. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me try and bring this to a close. The ultimate of the objective of the Father was to make Jesus Christ a substitute for the human race. Truly, he was our substitute. He took our place on the cross of Calvary. And all the bankruptcy that was on us, Jesus Christ removed them. Let me read the scripture. Ephesians 2:12. You that were sometimes annihilated, enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy, unblameable, unreprovable in his sight. I've just quoted the scripture. We're annihilated. We're enemies. But Jesus Christ has done the work for us. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we were strangers to the commonwealth of Israel. Jesus Christ removed the demarcation. It's left for the individuals to press in. Let me explain something this way. This morning, we all used the mirror. How many of you used the mirror? I did. I was brushing my teeth, checking. Though my teeth is scattered, but I cannot use the mirror to arrange it. Hallelujah. It's good to have some fun too. I want you to laugh. Hallelujah. Don't be so serious. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I wanted to shave my beard. See, it's already, it was done some weeks ago. It was the mirror that was giving the message back. Do you know the Bible is a mirror? And the Bible will not smile. You smile to your mirror. It will not smile back to you. It will always give you the image. The Bible will always give you the truth all the time you go there. Let the Bible tell you the truth and use the Bible to correct yourself like you use the mirror to correct the error you can see. Amen? Because the time is no more. Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah. Always mirror your life with the word. I remember now, because the last message, or the powerful message, that was good. While we were doing sharing this morning, a thought came to me. My elder brother, though he doesn't smoke anymore, when he came back from America, he was lighting cigarette with cigarette. I went to him, I said, brother, you are the father of the house. Our daddy is already gone. What kind of example are you showing us? That was the end. Did not smoke anymore. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Because your life is an example. Your children, they are watching you. Are you using coarse language in the house? You are teaching them. When you lose your temper, they are watching you. Why will you lose your temper? When our children were with us, when I was home, if I have misunderstanding with my wife, we settle it in the room. See, today they didn't know we used to quarrel. Because children don't understand. Well, what kind of thing is that? They will be looking, what is going on? We settle our issues. Don't allow it to affect the children. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want us to do some prayers this morning. Is it morning? Okay, it's still morning, to 12. I want you to pray this prayer. I want us to stand up. See, every spirit of prayerlessness and discouragement in my life, in the body of Christ, be bound in the name of Jesus. I say every spirit of prayerlessness and discouragement, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Move to where you belong to. In Jesus' name. Father, give me the spirit of prayer. Ask God. Say, give me the spirit of prayer. The grace to pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, I challenge and pull down the forces of disobedience in the lives of the saints. I challenge, I pull down the forces of disobedience in the life of the saints. And in my own life, I pull you down in the name of Jesus.
You will not prosper. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Lastly, let the life of our Lord Jesus Christ be truly established in my body and in the body of Christ. Let the life of Christ be truly established in my body and in the body of Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to pray now. Lord, thank you for today, for your word we've heard. Lord, I do not feel the way I used to preach, but I believe you communicate the truth to your people. Strengthen them, O God. Help them to run with the truth. Help them to stay up. Even the midnight prayer, that it will wake them up to pray. There's a need for them to pray because you are depending on them. He said, they that made mention of the Lord, give him no rest until he made Jerusalem a praise on the earth. Lord, make your church a praise, not a reproach anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ, have mercy upon your church. Lord, pour your spirit upon your church. The unprecedented revival you promised us, Lord, empty it upon us. Let it burn like bushfire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' name.